Welcome to Kids of Big Kids. We're up to Simon Kuf Lamedei Halachos of Yeshiva Besukah Sif Yud Gimel. Here the Kitzur says that if someone leaves a sukkah to go to someone else's sukkah during his meal, if he eats enough to be mechayev achi of sukkah, right? He's kaveya over there, he has to make a leisha basukah there. And we discussed last time the complications of. Next, the Kitzur says that if someone forgets to make a leisha basukah, in the middle of a suda he remembers, oish, I forgot, or even if he finished eating, he should still make a leisha basukah because he's still sitting there. And that itself is a mitzvah. If he didn't bench yet, then he should eat something after making the leisha basukah. Next, it says that women are potter from mitzvah sukkah. And even though they're allowed to make a bracha. Although the Mishnah points out that a man cannot be yoytzi a woman in leisha basukah. Rav Moshe writes that if a woman already said a shechiyonu lighting the candles, she's allowed to say amen to the shechiyonu in Kiddush. So to a woman who is listening to Kiddush, when she's standing outside a sukkah, she could say amen to the bracha leisha basukah during Kiddush, even though she's not in the sukkah. Even though she's not chayiv to say these brachas, her amen is not considered a hefs. As always, Dr. Moshe. Ketanim or potter from sukkah. Nevertheless, anyone who is 5 years and up has the father has a chiyuv to mechanech him in mitzvah sukkah. So teach him to eat in the sukkah. Even if his father isn't home, one should not allow this child to eat outside of the sukkah. It's the father's job to make sure that his son eats in the sukkah, even when he's not there. Mishbu writes that his mother may be chayiv to make sure that he eats in the sukkah too. But by the other people should not allow this older child to eat outside the sukkah. Next, the Kitzur says that a choyla, and anyone who is helping a choyla, even if a person has a headache or his eye is hurting him, they're potter from sukkah. If it's a choyla she'in boy sakona, it's not life-threatening, then the people who are helping him are only potter when he actually needs them. If it's a choyla she'yesh boy sakona, then the people helping him are potter even if the choyla doesn't necessarily need them at this moment. Someone who is mitzda'er is potter from sukkah on the other nights of Yom Tov, meaning not the first night or two of Sukkot. This could be because he is cold and because it doesn't smell good. If the candles blow out on Shabbos in the sukkah and it's very hard for him to go to another sukkah, he could go home where there is light. Now this halacha applies only when he initially built his sukkah correctly and something happened that created this tzar that it's uncomfortable to sit or sleep in the sukkah. But if originally he built it in a way where it was going to smell, or it's scary to sleep in it, then that sukkah is possible even by day. Mishbura says that in places where it's cold, in colder climates, even though someone is potter from sleeping in the sukkah because he is cold, the sukkah is still kosher there, and he is allowed to eat in the sukkah, even though it was originally built to be too cold. If on Shabbos the wind is threatening to blow out his candles through the walls, he's allowed to spread a curtain or a sheet over the crack where the wind would come in to keep it out. You're not allowed to spread the sheet under the schach to prevent the wind from blowing out the candles, because that's going to passle the schach. Next, it says that someone who travels by day, they're potter from sukkah, because they don't have the time to find or build a sukkah to eat in, because they have to immediately continue their trip. Just like people travel from home, you can travel from your sukkah. Rav Moshe writes that if someone wants to take a pleasure trip or a vacation, he's not allowed to go to a place where they will not have a mikvah, a sukkah. However, the Kitzur says, if you can access a sukkah, even though you're on the road, you're traveling, he's chayiv to go to that sukkah, to eat there. At night, if he goes to this hotel, a place where he's going to sleep for the night, he has a chayiv to go find a sukkah, to build a sukkah, even if there's no sukkah around. If it doesn't cost too much money, he should buy one, build one. He should find a place to sleep in, a sukkah to sleep in. Traveling at night is the same as traveling by day. There are those who used to travel through villages to collect their debts during Chol HaMoed. Could be this from Goyim, it's a sugyan of a desara. But if he's not able to make a sukkah for himself in these villages, they should be machmer to get home by nighttime in order to be able to sleep in their sukkah. Me'ikar adin ramos es denachayiv. But that's only for those who are going village hopping every day. Someone spends a few days in one town, he's definitely chayiv to make a sukkah for himself. As a result, the Mishnah Berurah. Next, the Kitzur says that shluchei mitzvah, someone who's out doing a mitzvah, even at night when he's going to sleep, he's at the hotel, if it would be hard for him to get a hold of a sukkah, or it would be uncomfortable to sleep in a sukkah, and then the next day he would be all groggy and exhausted, and therefore he's not going to do the mitzvah that he's going to do properly, then he's potter from sleeping in a sukkah. Otherwise, he's absolutely chayiv. The shomrei ginos, the guardsmen of gardens, orchards, and produce and things like that, if it's possible to watch the premises from one spot, he doesn't have to move around so much, he should build a sukkah there and spend his time guarding in the sukkah. But if he has to move around, then he's putter day and night, because if he builds himself a sukkah, then thieves might see it and realize, he's not actually guarding everywhere. Next, the Gita says, if someone is making wine at a non-Jew's winery, he's putter from sukkah day and night, because he has to guard over his wine, that to make sure that the guy doesn't touch it. Make it yai nesech. Mr. Brewer says that if the wine is in a courtyard, you have to build a sukkah in the courtyard and guard the wine from there appropriately. If the situation is set up in the winery that it does not need to be constantly guarded, then he is once again chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah, because when he doesn't need to be guarding it, he can be in a sukkah. And finally, the Kitzah says that someone who stays in the store, even though they live outside the city and the store is inside the city, and they eat in the store all year long, nevertheless, they're chayiv to eat in a sukkah on Sukkis. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.